makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley, and it's Wednesday, October 1st, and I have quarterback Matt Schaub coming to you from the Texans locker room as he gets ready to face the Indianapolis Colts in the Texans home opener.
Y-72! Y-72!
Oh, you had to start that one off. It's a Duke jersey for Ray Wright. He played there back in the mid-90s, one of our strength coaches. They so happened to knock off my Cavaliers this past weekend, and this is my punishment for today.
That's embarrassing.
Well, you gotta take your licks, because you know there'll be times where other guys around here wear Virginia gear. You know, you saw Andre Johnson last year wear it, so hopefully again this year we'll have a few guys.
It sounds like an unfair bet, because if Ray lost, he wouldn't be surrounding him right now. He'd be hit.
No, but he would have it on out there at stretch when we stretch and all of us as a team, and he'd have that bright orange t-shirt on. So, I mean, that'd be satisfaction.
You heard, documented history in his head against that team.
Mm-hmm.
Much of that, but some of the three or four of the longtime veterans have. What do you think about that? Does that matter, or is it irrelevant?
You know, it's irrelevant at this point. You know, it's a new year, it's a new game week, new season, new everything. So it's just a matter of approaching the game and getting your game plan down and playing smart, sound football. And, you know, the past is the past, and, you know, the present is the present.
Your mindset, coming off, obviously, what you consider a good game, but getting ready to prepare.
Right.
But coming off of that, how much of that going on this week?
You know, it was good to get a lot of confidence going, you know, especially offensively. You know, we were able to do some good things with the football, score points, and play a clean game. And, we can hang our hat on that, but still we lost the football game, and it was a tough pill to swallow. But, you know, it's a new week, and we got to refocus our energy on what it takes to beat the Colts. And, we're back at home, which is nice. But, you know, we just have to play another good football game and play mistake-free. And, the rest, will take care of itself.
How pivotal was a game like this? You know, being 0-3 is one thing, but 0-4 and then 0-3 in the divisions is like completely different. I think it's really spiraled down.
You know, we're trying not to think about that. You know, we got to remain positive here. You know, it's been a tough start for us, but, you know, we have to keep, positive energy around here, stay together as a group, and just keep going out battling, and good things will happen. We've got a lot of great personalities and great guys in this locker room, so we need to stay together, keep working, and keep plugging away. You know, good things are going to turn around for this football team.
Is time of possession more important this week than most weeks just because they're off?
I think it is. Obviously, you got to control the football, not turn it over, not put, have the mistakes that they can get you beat, because their offense is so potent. You know, you got to control the ball, but with that, you got to score points too. The times we do have, we have to take advantage of those opportunities, however they come. You know, whether they're a 15-play drive or a 1-play drive, if they end up points, we're going to be happy with it. So, but it is an important factor to control the ball.
We're talking about a sense of urgency now more than ever.
Yeah. We definitely have a sense of urgency. I thought we had a great sense of urgency this past week in our preparation and going into the game, and it showed, because we played our best football game of the season. We fell up one play short, but we had a great sense of urgency about our work ethic and our approach to last week, and we just have to have the same approach and mindset this week.
What did you see differently in terms of your numbers being so good, even in the loss? What do you take from that with you? What did you learn from that?
Oh, we got a lot of confidence as an offensive football team. A lot of guys did a lot of good things and played well, and we stepped up and made the plays that we hadn't made in the first 2 weeks, and so we just need to continue to do that week in and week out to be a good football team.
You talk about just Owen Daniels, the start he's off to, how important having him is in a tight end like that to the offense.
Oh, it's huge. For someone like him to be so versatile and work the middle of the field, he presents a lot of mismatches on safeties and linebackers when they're covering him, and we like that matchup. And, he can make a lot of plays with the football once he gets in his hands, as we've seen. So he adds another dimension to our attack that, we need.
Can you also just talk about Steve Slayton going into his third start now and just how well he's, played and emerged?
He's played tremendously well. And, I think a guy like him, the lights don't phase him. They go on, and he plays better in that realm, and he just – he understands his role, and you know, you give him the football and he can make plays with it. And that's just what we want to do, is, you know, keep it simple for him so he can just go out and cut it loose and play the game.
He had more passing yards than rushing yards. What kind of versatility do you think he brings to your offense now?
He brings a lot of versatility. You know, he's a guy that has great hands. He like Owen Daniels, presents a lot of mismatches because he's on linebackers a lot of the time, and it's hard for them to keep up with him, and he can catch the ball with his hands, and it doesn't slow him down. And what he can do with it after the catch, you know, it allows us to be that much more explosive in offense.
Matt, talking to Andre Johnson, this is not a selfish frustration, but he's frustrated with losing. He's been here longer than most. Can you empathize with that and identify with that, even though it's only your second year here?
I definitely can. You know, I know how hard he works, and I know what you know, and talking to him and Chester Pitts and Chris Brown and guys like that that have been here over the years and the frustration that they've gone through, I can definitely empathize with that and what they've been able to, you know, do around here. And, you know, it's just a matter of staying at work. And, you know, we're a better football team with each week, but, you know, we need to turn those into wins. And we fell play short last week. And, you know, we just need to keep working and keep plugging away. But I definitely understand where he's coming from.
How much did the coverage he draws help everybody else?
Oh, it helps out tremendously. You think about it, and, you know, one guy can take, you know, two sets of eyes away from the rest of the field, or even three. You know, you have other guys working one-on-one, and if they win, you know, you can get some pretty good plays, and we were able to see that on Sunday. And so I think it definitely allowed other guys an opportunity to make some plays.
Having said that, Matt, what can you do when, you know, defense side not let him beat them? What do you do to try to get him more involved? What's creativity there?
Well, you just stick with your plan. You don't want to get too creative and complex to where you put yourself behind the eight ball in case that play call doesn't work. You know, you just do what you do, and if they want to take him away, you know, other guys are going to make plays, and he understands that. I understand that. Our offense understands that. And, you know, for us to be successful, we need him in the mix. But, you know, other guys step up like they did this last Sunday to make plays. Then the next team down the road can't necessarily focus on Andre so much because they see, hey, Kevin Walter, Owen Daniels, Steve Slayton, Andre Davis, they can all make plays too.
It's an obvious question, but it's almost cliche, but what would it mean to get the win? Don't you have nobody outside your locker room expect you to get this?
It's going to be, it'd be huge for us. You know, it's just, you know, winning cures a lot of things. And when sitting at 0-3 right now, you know, the past is the past. And, you know, we just need to get over that hump and get that first one. And, because that's all we can get. We can't, you know, automatically, you know, in 1 week get 3 wins and be 500. We got to just take them one at a time and focus this week on, you know, what's going to take to win.
What about their pass rush? I mean, I know it's an obvious, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can just talk about it.
Well, it's a relentless group that, you know, they're very fast and quick. You know, they're not the biggest guys in the world, but I think that's an advantage to them because they're so small and slippery then they're fast. So, you know, they present a lot of challenges for us, but, you know, I think we're excited about meeting those challenges.
What's your mindset, the fact that your opponent's 4 home games, they're 2-11. You've played the first 3 games with teams that have winning records. Is your mindset different knowing that you have 4 on a homestand and those teams have a combined 2-11
record? Our mindset's no different than any other week. You know, we're approaching this game the same way we would any other game. You know, obviously there's a little more sense of urgency this week, but you know, we're excited to come back home because we'll have our home field advantage with our fans behind us, but we're not approaching this game any differently than we would any other game.
And post-Hurricane Ike, what does this mean to you to be able to play that first home game of the season now?
Well, it's going to be exciting, you know, to come back home in front of our fans. And, you know, we haven't felt the Reliant Stadium energy and, you know, gosh, it seems like forever. But so we're excited about, you know, playing in front of our home fans.
Matt, your demeanor doesn't seem any different than whenever people scream for you to be put on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Is that by design, practice, just the way you are?
I think it's a little bit of the way I am, you know, and it's a road I've been down before in my, you know, early college days. So, you know, I can just control one thing, and that's my play, my preparation, and how I carry myself. And, you know, that's never going to change, you know, win, lose, or draw. And so that's just me, and that's just how I am.
How hard is that to have that that intangible? Because I don't know if that's something you're born with. I think it's something you got to just kind of grow up and be mature. How hard is that to develop that mentality?
Well, it is hard, but it's something that over time, you know, you just, and playing in enough games, you learn how to, you know, handle yourself and remain on that even keel that is necessary to handle the good and the bad in this business.
Man, are you surprised in
any of this? Well, you know, I've seen all their games, and, you know, it's, it's surprising because you know what they can do and what they're capable of. You know, obviously they've had some injuries and some players nicked up, and it seems like they're a little, you know, off, you know, timing-wise and certain things on their team. But, you know, they're a good football team, and you can't think, hey, they're 1-2, because they're, you know, 1 or 2 plays away from both of those losses being wins. So, you know, you can't, you know, say that, hey, they're 1-2 football team. They're still a tremendous football team in this league, and they won the Super Bowl 3 years ago, so they're still the same team they were.
On a lighter note, Kevin said that under Coach Kubiak, when the roof is open, he's undefeated. When you hear that, what goes through your head?
Let's keep it going. let's keep that undefeated streak going.
And number 4, maybe 6 touchdowns?
Well, this isn't my number 4, I'll tell you that much, but you know, maybe number 8, you know, we'll see, whatever it takes. Oh, yeah.